Chats, take one.
Hey everybody, it's Smart Mouth time. This is Catherine, and I am joined again this week by Michelle. Hey Michelle.
Hey, I'm here. Hi guys.
As you all know, if you listened to last week's, we're doing a series of mini-sodes, so no guests, just me and Michelle hanging out, talking about foods that we feel like Americans eat a lot more of in the summer.
Summer foods.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to admit, this week is about tater tots, which might be a little stretch, but I figured out in my head how it works as a summer food. Like clubhouses at pools and beaches. I feel like they serve this kind of junk food. Baseball games, that sort of thing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of people have just been like asking to hear more about tater tots, so we'll throw it
in
now.
You know what? We'll hit two birds with one stone. I'm sure I ate tater tots all through summer as a kid. I mean, they are definitely way more prevalent in my life as an adult, but...
I know, because we get to make our own choices.
Yeah, because I can just I'm deciding when I'm getting them.
They're I think that even though they're served often in school lunches, there's also sort of an element of the latchkey kid eating them a lot in the summer. Oh yeah,
I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah, Michelle gets it.
Bagel bites.
Yeah,
fucking pizza pockets. Wait, what else? Like
anything from the freezer section at Costco.
Yeah, freezer section at Costco raised me.
Yeah,
so. Tater tots, definitely in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to thank everyone again who left 5-star reviews for Smart Mouth on iTunes. It's good for the podcast when you do that. And also, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/smartmouthpodcast if you want to contribute and help keep this thing afloat financially. Before we get into it, I have a listener letter that I wanted to share with everybody from Andy Thies. Ortiz. I'm not entirely sure how it's pronounced. I'm sorry, Andy, but you know who you are. And this is in regards to the episode we did fairly recently with Jenny Yang about Sizzler soup plantation and salad bars. Now, Andy is from Wisconsin originally, and his wife is not. Mm. And he wrote in to talk about the supper clubs in Wisconsin that we referenced extensively in that episode. And he said, and I quote, "The food on the salad bar is fresh. Fresh out of the can."
Oh, God.
"Imagine corn out of the can. Parentheses, we have 10 million square yards of corn in Wisconsin, but it comes out of a can here. Ambrosia salad, jello, cheese that looks and tastes like plastic." Yes, bad cheese in Wisconsin. So he has some great
feelings.
He
obviously has trauma that he needs to work through.
But yeah,
I understand. Exactly. I understand.
Exactly. He does say, "On the bright side, my wife now understands my complete lack of knowledge about food, and these yearly trips to a supper club remind her why I think a potato is a vegetable."
It's the same problem that Catherine kind of had where she... Wait, what was it? You didn't know what a burrito was or something?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that tacos and burritos were different things.
Because,
yeah, in Seattle, when you have taco night, it's with the big burrito tortillas.
We don't really know. The big ones?
Okay, I should say that I haven't lived full-time in Seattle since 2000, so they've probably gotten more sophisticated about it.
Yes, of course. But growing up.
In my day, we did not know the difference at all. What did you say? Oh, yeah. And Andy says that he's glad his wife taught him that sweet corn doesn't need tons of butter and salt. He thought it did.
Thank
but
God.
But then he... And the, by the way, this is just like some of the highlights of his screed against supper clubs. And it ends with, "All that being said, they have great perch, so that's why we go." Which I think is so funny.
Perch?
Yeah.
The fish?
Little white fish. Gotta get that
so
white
weird.
Fish. I know. It's so
go
specific.
For the perch.
I don't... mind that though. I think that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny. I like that.
He didn't mention the cocktails, but I'm gonna assume that Andy likes those too.
Yeah.
So speaking of potatoes, tater tots. Let's get into
tats.
It. I do wanna okay, this is kind of funny because the government does want us to think that potatoes are like, I don't know, broccoli. Like, they're that kind of vegetable.
Like, what do you mean? Like, healthy?
Healthy. Mm. Yeah, and that's why they're in school lunches.
Yeah. I mean, but is it just because it's cheap? Or, like...
Well, I'm sure that's part of it, but also the National Potato Council is a huge lobby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's money in the potato farm. Got
yeah.
it.
And they have, like, their argument has always been it's a good source of fiber and potassium, and then they... twist everything around, and there's this quote from them: "At a time when all Americans, especially kids, are not eating enough vegetables, we should be encouraging more choices, not less."
I mean, I'm all about giving people French fries more often.
Seriously.
So,
but first of all, it's fewer, not less, National Potato Council.
Oh, mm-hmm. Copy editing.
And on top of that, come on, knock it off. No one's talking about potatoes when they're talking about vegetables. There was an amendment to like block how many times potatoes could be served, but in
really,
yeah, like because they wanted whoever was doing this
in lunches, kids, mm-hmm,
in okay. school lunches, they wanted it to be actually be green vegetables. Yeah. But the Senate prohibited the agriculture department from any maximum limits on the serving of vegetables in school meal programs, which I think is such a beaut of a government sentence.
Wow.
Yeah. And also because it's not like they're serving baked potatoes, which was right. something they kept talking about. It's like, what's wrong with a baked potato? Nothing. However, you know that it's tater tots.
It's always tater tots, but you know what? Ugh, tater tots are so good.
So
seasoned
good.
Salt on them. Mm-hmm. That's how I used to eat them.
And we're talking about these sort of kid-friendly foods in these summer mini-sodes. And last week mm-hmm. we talked about extruders because we were talking about marshmallows. Once again, the extruder is in play when it comes to tater tots. Exact same technology, but this time with potato trimmins instead of marshmallows.
Oh my God, I want to go to the tater tot factory and just watch the magic.
Just like Homer Simpson it and just lay underneath it with your mouth open.
Yes.
Oh, except for you need ketchup, I think.
Yeah.
Because you have someone squirting in some ketchup.
Sriracha ketchup.
Oh, shit.
That is the best.
Oh, you do like things spicy.
I do like things spicy.
So, here's something maybe horrifying. Maybe we don't care. The trimmins, the shavings that make up a tater tot originally was used as part of cattle feed.
Mm-hmm. Makes
sense. Because it was invented by the Grigg brothers in 1954. They had founded the Ore-Ida Potato and Onion Company. That's what it really is, but I think everyone knows about Ore-Ida frozen potato snacks.
Yes.
Do we want to call them? It's not just the tots.
It's all kinds.
Crinkle cuts, etc.
Yes.
They
make all kinds.
You know, I wonder, we should find out what the best-selling potato product is that they make.
I bet it's Tats.
I think you're probably right. Yeah. So all these like potato scraps, they're byproducts of French fry making.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes sense that they would feed it. I'm happy that they would feed it to cattle because
yeah, us or cows
thrown away.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're making a French fry in the machines, the machines cut it into a rectangle. Mm-hmm. So like the rounded edges of the potato that all went into the scrap bin or the cattle feed bin, mm-hmm. which they just relabeled the bins. Now it's human feed bin.
Oh, nice. Branding.
Yeah. Also, I think that this was probably the impetus for it. They weren't making money off of the trimmings. They were selling them at cost.
This is like someone's genius idea that made the company $1 billion.
Exactly. It's so American to repurpose garbage to make money.
Yeah. Or to like see that and be like, oh my God, we can make so much money just by extruding.
Yeah.
All we needed is an extruder. Get one.
Yes. So one of the Grigg brothers, he was more colorful, let's say. And he liked to write pamphlets, and he called potatoes the most healthful food on the planet, and he said that they were worth more than gold.
Interesting.
So he was the one who brought these tater tots, which, of course, they aren't just the potato scraps. When they made them for humans, they added a couple spices. Right. I mean, like, maybe just dextrose and salt, but whatever it was to, like, get our umami taste buds popping off.
Probably needed to be something for it to like stick together, or is that just the starch will do that in the potato? Because they're like so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should talk about how they're.
There's no possible way that there isn't some sort of edible glue in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's delicious. Whatever
so delicious.
It is.
It's the tastiest glue.
I'm not
Don't
mad
get us wrong. So he brought them to a food show in Miami, and they were like the biggest hit of the Miami food show. Tater tots are a trademarked name. Mm-hmm. So really, we shouldn't have even been calling them that this whole episode. We should have been calling them something like potato crunchies.
Yeah.
Which is what one company calls theirs. There's also potato gems. I think my favorite is spud puppies.
Oh, God. Yeah, that one's good. Spud
Although,
puppies.
You know, spud puppies, that should be hot dog chunks surrounded by tater tot. Doesn't that make sense?
That's like, that's an invention
yeah.
that you need to
Well, market. I don't want to do it, but whoever does somebody it, you have to give it. Me credit and all the money.
Sounds like something that would be at like a fair or something, you know, like yes. crazy food.
Yes, absolutely.
Crazy, really bad for you, weird.
Addictive.
Yeah, all the things.
Super Bowl too.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl parties. People could make those. Well, yeah.
Well,
the adhesive part is the tricky part. It
would
be a lot part. Of
work. You would have yeah. to like thaw like tater tots and then reshape that yeah. product.
Cut them in half and toothpick them. That could be a way of doing it. It seems like more work than it's worth. But for the novelty, just do one plateful yeah. of it and people will think you're a genius.
Also, if you ever have a party, make tater tots and the party, like, you will be like the best host ever. People will
yeah.
freak out.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard that same trick with chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
Just like said, here's the difference.
Well,
though.
Our friends bring McNuggets.
I know.
Kevin brings McNuggets.
Kevin Polizotto. I don't know if you listen, but...
Well, now we're going to know if you don't because we're like shouting you out and you're not exactly. even listening. But
here's why tater tots are better for party pleasing. Chicken McNuggets, once they're not hot anymore, are so foul.
They're so gross.
Why does that happen? Particular.
It's kind of gross, whatever it is. It's not like a chicken piece of chicken. It's like a.
I know.
It's a. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Ground down. We don't know.
Bits of bone.
It's like shaped to look like a piece of chicken, but it's not.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, how is that? I wonder if, because, you know, McDonald's probably employs more scientists than any yeah. company on the planet. I wonder if they know that nuggets don't taste good when they cool down and don't care, or if they like forgot to test that part of it. I mean, the thing is, like, usually I don't think they're meant to be brought to parties because once you got some nuggets in your hand, you're eating them immediately.
Yeah, you eat them pretty quickly. Yeah. That's, like, what you're supposed to do. Yeah. But, I mean, you can buy, like, I mean, what's the largest order you can get from
McDonald's?
What
is it, like a 30-piece?
30-piece?
I don't actually know, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're meant to be eaten promptly.
I think they actually try and limit how many nuggets you order at once by the limits on the sauces. You know how now they'll only give you two packets of sauce mm-hmm. so that you won't order too many nuggets. I think it's probably the real reason.
They're just being cheap with their sauce.
That's what it is. As far as like treats go, I think that we have just established that because tater tots taste good even when they've cooled down, ergo, they're better than chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, I think they are.
And probably more people can eat them.
In multiple ways.
Yeah, totally. Tell me when I say what you think when I say the word tacho.
I mean, I know what tachos are, so I think of tachos.
Tell the people what they are.
They're nachos, but with tots.
Yeah, it's the simplest thing. But if you introduce them to someone who's never had them before, their brains explode.
I feel like I don't think I've ever had them.
Okay.
But part of the joy of nachos is having the crispy chip with the stuff and you eat it and crunch. Yeah. And I just don't know how you do that with tots. Is it like cheese, like liquid cheese? It's not real cheese, or is it?
Any of the above. But
with a fork.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I will say that I think you enjoy a tacho more if you think of it more as a casserole.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Just a casserole that happens to have things like guacamole on top of it.
I mean, it sounds amazing. I would eat it.
But totally.
It would be a different experience than eating nachos.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I like that they're mostly popular in Washington State and Oregon because that is very near to where tater tots were invented.
Oregon, Idaho.
Exactly. Pacific Northwest, man. They get creative with carbs.
I mean, I'm here for it. Bring it.
I know. Now I want some.
I literally, every time I leave here, I'm like, I'm hungry. For that thing. You know that day we talked about gumbo? I went home and made gumbo.
You made gumbo.
I know.
That's quite an undertaking just to do on a whim.
And I didn't take any pictures. And I knew you'd be really mad at me.
That's
so
why you didn't
tell
me.
I told you till now. But now, see, we're on air. So, like, if you get really mad at me, people will be like, oh, shit.
I know. And then they'll know the real
She's
me.
She's so mean.
That most people don't know. No, I'll keep it under control.
She's going to wait recording. Until I hit stop. She's going to beat me with this microphone.
What else is new?
I know, right? Tilda knows. She's like, I'm getting a good seat for this.
Yeah, she likes the show.
Yeah, but.
All right, everybody. Tater tots. If you make your own, I honest to God don't know how you would do this. I can't see how the reward being mm-hmm. worth it, but please do let us know if you make your own tater tots, or shall I say potato gems.
Yeah, or if you like take tater tots and thaw them out and then reshape them into something.
Yes.
And then bake it.
If you zhuzh up your tots in any way, we want to know about it.
Yeah, how do you eat your tots? Let us know.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.